Turkey will always be secular. Tens of thousands of people chanted as they follow the coffin of Professor Turkan Saylan, who died of breast cancer on Monday. The 74-year-old human rights activist in many ways personified the Turkish secular state. Born in Istanbul in the early years of the Turkish Republic, she rose to become a world authority in leprosy and was in the forefront of eradicating the disease in Turkey. But it was her non-stop campaigning for the education of girls, many of them from very poor families, through her Contemporary Life Association, which secured her place in the hearts of thousands of people in Turkey. This woman's view is typical.
She touched so many people's lives. She made it much more beautiful. She gave so many opportunities to children with economic difficulties. She gave them a chance to choose. This is why I am here, and this is why you, tens of thousands of people are here today. Because we want to show to Professor Turkish Saylan that we appreciate her, we love her, and despite all the work that she's done, she was treated almost as a guilty person by the state, and we do not approve of this.
Only weeks before her death, Saylan's home and offices of her association across the country were searched by police. Several leading members of the society were detained. Police also seized computers and records of her group. Saylan's associates said the seizures and arrests paralyzed their work in providing financial support to 70,000 girls attending school. The police raids were part of an ongoing investigation of an alleged conspiracy movement against the Islamic-rooted government. But with many of the 200 people detained being critics of the government, including journalists and academics, public criticism of the authorities has been growing. The pro-secular campaigners charge that the probe is an attempt by the government to silence the opposition. During Saylan's funeral Tuesday, thousands chanted, "We will not be silenced." Many of the country's most well-known public figures attended the funeral. Writer Pinar Kur was one of them.
She has nothing to do with the military coup that is supposed to be being prepared. She is a very anti-militarist person. I mean, the house was searched, or the whole organization was searched, because what they do most is send girls to school. And religious persuasion of the government would rather keep women at home.
Such accusations are strongly denied by the government. But newspaper columnist and political scientist Nuray Mert says the search of Saylan's home has caused great unease among many secular people in the country.
More and more these people, they feel as a member of minority in Turkey. And anything can happen. This is the feeling of, you know, minorities. You know, anything may happen anytime to them. Now, I mean, secular people started to think and perceive like this, that, you know, anything may happen to them. They may even, you know, end up in a jail one day. This is the perception, whether it's true or not.
Even within the government, concerns were raised by some ministers about the targeting of Saylan, especially during the final days of her life. But Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan continues to defend the action, pointing to the recent discovery of arms caches claimed to be part of the conspiracy. As the investigation of Saylan's organization continues, the ongoing struggle between those wanting a secular government and an Islamic-rooted government took another turn. An Ankara court on Monday ruled that the Turkish president, Abdullah Gül, should face prosecution for embezzling millions of dollars in state funds. The case dates back to the 1990s, when Mr. Gül was a senior member of the Islamist Welfare Party, which was closed down by the Constitutional Court. Mr. Gül condemned the ruling, saying the president can only be prosecuted for treason. That stance was supported by Kürsel Toptan, Speaker of the Parliament. He said in his opinion the president has the same immunity as the members of parliament, so it's not possible for President Gül to be tried as long as he is president. But he said the court has made a decision and the legal process can continue, so it can go up to the Court of Appeals. Legal experts remain divided over the issue. However, many political observers in Turkey say it is unlikely the president will end up in court. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.